Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jimi Hendrix bringing us back to the late, great Jimi Hendrix. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert Grady is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. RobertGrady.com, G-R-E-D-E.com is the website. Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition is his new book. Rob, thanks again for being here. All right, so you've talked to us about social media and the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we've identified the six other discipline, the five other disciplines: advertising, PR, direct marketing, sales promotion, direct selling, as well as social media. So if you were starting out, somebody called you up and said, "Hey Rob, I'm off the rails here. I'm not getting as much bang for my buck. I need somebody to help me with a marketing strategy." Where would you start them out?
First of all, are we talking a manufacturer? Are we talking a retailer, a distributor, a service business?
Pick out a Main Street, somebody who would need advertising. Distributors typically don't use it that much. Let's take a retailer.
A retailer would, the first thing I would say is, what's your market niche? I would want to know who is your target. Let's define that niche and that target market. And then I would say, what's in that target market, what's the low-hanging fruit? First of all, where do you get 80% of your business? You've heard the 80-20 rule. If you've got 80% of your business from women under 25, for example, all right, that's your low-hanging fruit. Let's identify women under 25. What's the easiest way to reach those women under 25? Mm-hmm. Social media might be a part of your mix. I would also...
identify your profile customer.
Exactly.
And find out where they hang out.
When you say hang out, not physically, but hang out in terms of
maybe even physically, but basically, how do they like to be connected? How do they like to be connected to?
Exactly.
Right? Do they read a paper? Are they on Facebook or what? Right.
That's right. And once you've determined what that low hanging fruit is and where they're hanging out, then you have to identify the message that's going to attract them.
Mm-hmm.
So the creative message is then the second big piece. And the third piece...
How do you do that? How do you determine that creative piece?
Well, big companies will use market research and sit down a bunch of people, mall intercepts and
right.
those sorts of things. But you usually define
focus
it...
Focus groups.
Yeah. But you usually define it in terms of what I call QS or P, quality, service, or price. What's the most important thing? Is it the quality of the product or the convenience of it? Is it the different styles and the different colors and the different sizes it comes in? Is it the service in terms of the quick delivery or the immediacy of it or the warranty that you have or what the servicing of the product? Or is it the low price?
Mm-hmm.
And low price doesn't necessarily mean the low price today, but it might be what we call TCO, total cost of ownership over time. This is the lowest price. So you identify what that hot button is among that target market, and that becomes your creative message and your creative strategy.
So you break it down into a little bit of science and a little bit of art.
And exactly. And the third step is multimedia. I can't stress that enough. If we are inundated with messages from multimedia, it will be far more effective than inundated by a single media.
All right. Now, I think I know what multimedia means, but explain it to folks.
Well, if I receive a brochure in the mail, and I hear about you on the radio, and I see an article about you in a trade magazine or in my newspaper, that's multimedia. Suddenly I'm getting barraged by all these different angles. And the immediate response is, oh, I've heard of you. I think I heard about you from a trusted friend. Well, that trusted friend may have been the radio or the newspaper or the article in the trade magazine. But the fact is, subliminally, we believe that we've heard about this product somewhere in the past, and we associate that with a trusted friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's just human nature. That's
so the same time you might have a radio, you might drop a radio ad or a TV ad or a newspaper ad, you also do a direct mailer.
Exactly.
And make that happen, and make all of that happen in the world where your profile customer lives.
Exactly, and I'll do it concurrently. So we call that bursts. We want to do advertising bursts.
We used to call it blitzes. Did you ever
blitzes, you still use that term? Yes, absolutely. It's the same. It's the same principle. It just means if you're a seasonal business, for example, and your customers tend to visit you during the Christmas holidays, that's where you get 90% of your sales. Absolutely, you're going to want to start blitzing or
And you don't do blitzes all the time, do you? You do maintenance advertising, maintenance marketing between the blitzes, sort of,
exactly.
Don't you?
Very good. Yeah. That's what we call it, maintenance advertising.
Yeah. So, all right, I need the website one more time.
Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com.
All right.
Naked Marketing, the Bare Essentials.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back
easy
soon.
Easy read.
Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rob joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.